This is Get Started with the I Love Success podcast. What can they do right now after listening to this podcast to get closer to their dreams?
If I were a younger person or any person, it doesn't matter what age actually, if you want change in your life, I would really just sit down alone for 1 to 2 hours, put your phone away, put your Instagram and all these things away after following me, of course. But then, you know, sit down and then think about what you want in life and really think about where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 10 years? Where do you want to be in 1 year? And then I'd get a pen and some paper and I'll write it down. And then I was really, it can take up three to four hours actually, sit down and make a map for where you want to be. And don't be afraid of dreaming. Really, really, really don't be a dreamer. And don't try to do the Scandinavian or Danish or Swedish style and be too realistic. Oh my God, you know, what are people gonna think? It does not matter. Just put your wildest and wettest and craziest dream down there. What car do you want? Do you want to drive a fucking Ferrari? Do you want to live like in a great house or apartment? Or do you want 10 kids? What is it you want? Write that down and then keep that as a roadmap to success. You cannot lose that piece of paper. You got to keep it somewhere and you got to keep that and look at it all the time. So what I do, just as an example, is every year around New Year's, I sit down. I take one evening at home where I play music, candlelight, the whole thing, and I'm alone, and I write things down for what I want to do in the next year. And that's a roadmap. And I get really pissed at myself if I'm not following it. So I look at that every month. So I look at it on first February 1st, March 1st, April 1st, and I look at it and I make sure I'm on track. I make a map for spiritual development for myself, financial development, my business development, personal development, friends development. And these kind of circles I cross over, and then some of them touches each other, of course. And then I make an overall plan. I make a plan for traveling, where I want to go, what I want to see. And I make, you know, of course, final, like, certain things I want. It's not really like materialistic things. It's more like mentally. And all of that has to come together by the end of the year. And some of them might not, and you know, then I'm hard on myself, so I hate myself for it. But they go into the next year, and then I'm going to make sure that happens. But most of them do. I've done these kind of things. I did a plan when I lived in my first house, in that old house when I first moved to LA, and I was doing my magazine, and I had my girlfriend at that time. You know, I've been with her for so long, many years, 6-7 years at that time, and I had my dog and all that, and I was sitting mapping out where what I wanted and where I saw myself in 5 years. I couldn't find that piece of paper. I never found it because I moved and this and that. Then I found it like last year. It was like 6.5 years later. And I looked at the things I dreamt of back then. That's really, really funny and one of the most amazing things if you can. I far exceeded it. And all the things I had written down and dreamt of, I've had reached and more than that and better. So that's something where I was sitting for a minute thinking, fucking accomplished and feeling happy about it. And, you know, proud of myself, because sometimes, you know, you just go too fast and you don't have time to like even pat your own shoulders. So for people out there, write it down and make that your roadmap to success and then just go out and kill it.